Hello, friends. Welcome to the Made You Smile podcast. I'm Melinda.
And I'm Carrie.
And we're here to make you smile.
It's in the name. Hope you enjoy.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, that was a Christmas song. Oh, good.
Yeah, no Christmas. It's
We didn't get to eat together.
I know. We've been sitting here talking for...
We're going to be just completely off today because, without pancakes or Cracker Barrel or Cheesecake Factory, I just don't know if we can carry on a conversation.
We'll muddle through somehow.
All right.
Hey, if you are new and listening to our podcast for the first time, we just want to say welcome. Welcome to anybody who's just joining us for the first time, or maybe you started a few episodes back and now you're caught up with us. But you know,
we just hope we make you smile.
We really hope we do. That's our goal. So, it is Holy Week this week. Mm-hmm. Easter's coming up. Good Friday is this Friday. That's when Good Friday is. And I was about to say lesser known, but it's me, because I don't know about Maundy Thursday. That happens on Thursday.
I don't know about it either.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I was just, you know, we happen to have on standby a person that knows.
Our resident.
A resident Bible nerd. Kelly Matthews. So I thought we'd call her.
Oh, good.
Give her a little call and see what she can tell us about, if she has any fun facts about Good Friday. So we'll see what.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly Matthews, resident Bible nerd of the Make You Smile podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We're good. We're good.
Are you going to make us smarter?
I don't know.
She's like, why are you calling me?
That's a lot of pressure.
Hey, so we're just sitting here. I know that, oh gosh, again with the microphone. I almost like lost everything there, Kelly. But all's well. Don't you worry. I'm good.
Oh, good. So we're still being recorded.
Yeah, yes, we are. Yeah, you're being recorded right now, by the way.
Aren't you supposed to tell me that a little bit front end?
Legally, am I required to do that, Melinda?
I'm not sure in Texas.
Yeah, I think you are. I think I looked it up once because I had to do it for something else. But
you're safe.
Yes, I'm safe. You're safe. So you are being recorded. Hey, I was just looking up some things about Good Friday, and nothing really was like jumped out at me that was like, oh, that really is interesting. And doesn't really answer questions that I have, but I know that you do. So I thought I'd give you a call and see if you had any fun facts for us about Good Friday. Like, how long have we been celebrating Good Friday? Things like that. But I know you have some interesting things, I think, about Good Friday. What you got?
Well, that particular question, I'd have to go look it up as far as exact year. But okay. Easter, the crucifixion and the resurrection were always the central celebration for the early church. That was not Christmas, it was always Easter.
Okay.
And in March 25th, which is today.
It is,
Sorry for whoever's listening to this. We're recording this on March
Monday.
And traditionally, this was the day that the ancient church fathers believed that Jesus died. In the year that he died, it was on March 25th.
Oh, really?
And, you know, we don't really know, but they used that rationale because it's also the day of the Annunciation, which is the day that Gabriel went to Mary and invited her to become the mother of God.
Oh, because not, so, yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't know that.
Today's the Annunciation,
okay.
Right, which is 9 months from Christmas. So there's your warning. You have 9 months until Christmas.
Happy Annunciation Day, everybody.
There you go. Isn't it strange, though, that they used to think that the day you died was also the day that you were conceived, you know, many years back.
Interesting.
A tradition. It's not scientific.
Right, sure.
But that, you know, they kind of had to put dates on the calendar.
Right.
That was one of the things that they used.
Okay.
Way back. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah, Feast of Annunciation. And then, but you were saying something about what excruciating.
Oh, that's the grammar nerd in me.
Crucifixion. Yes. Yeah.
I'm also a grammar nerd, not just a Bible nerd. And this is where they come together. I know. So strange. So the word excruciating, uh-huh. which of course means, you know, terrible pain, comes from the word crucifixion. They have the same root.
Oh, yeah.
And because crucifixion was so painful and terrible that they were connected. And so when you're excruciating pain, it's the idea is that you're in pain something like as if you're being crucified.
Wow.
That sort of intensity. So there's a grammar lesson.
Thank you, Grammar Nerd. But you're not getting a shirt with Grammar Nerd on it. You've got a shirt
That's
with...
Okay.
That says Bible Nerd.
I have a shield, like a police badge.
Oh.
Grammar Police.
How funny.
I love it. So how does... Okay. Is it a coincidence that Jesus' crucifixion happened through the Passover? I mean, not coincidence. I know the Lord set all that up, but how did, like, I always think it's interesting that the events sort of lined up like that.
Well, one of the names, remember when he was going to be baptized, what did John the Baptist call him? Behold, the Lamb of God
who takes away the sins of the world.
Right. So at Passover, when they're celebrating their deliverance from slavery, they're sacrificing an unspotted, a perfect lamb.
Okay.
Every year. And Jesus, of course, the book of Hebrews tells us all about how Jesus is the perfect version of all of those traditions. And so he was the Lamb of God. And so no longer do we need to do that sort of thing. And so, yeah, the fact that it happened over Passover, it was all in the shadow of this annual tradition when the real thing was happening. And they were pretty oblivious to it for a while, that their, you know, Messiah had come and was being sacrificed for them.
Yeah.
So, it was very poetic in that sense.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we are recording this on Monday, and yesterday was Palm Sunday. And I had to look up the word Hosanna because I wasn't sure. Because we sing Hosanna as kind of like a praise. I think of, when I say Hosanna, I think Hallelujah. That's, I always think those two are interchangeable. But they're not, because Hosanna means God save us, right?
Mm-hmm. It's also used as a cry of praise.
Okay. Okay.
Savior.
So yeah. When... Like, just in, because I've had to write scripts for our Good Friday service, one of the things that the prophecy about him riding into Jerusalem on a colt.
Uh-huh.
But they, was that Isaiah? Or no,
Zechariah,
that's right. And he said, your king will ride into Jerusalem, is that right? But it was like... When they were shouting Hosanna, they wanted to crown him king, right?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, like they would have if he'd let them, right?
Oh, okay.
The verse says, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion." That's reference to Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
And then in the next verse, next line, "Shout in triumph, daughter Jerusalem." So there's that, you know, couplet. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey. And a donkey was kind of like what we think of as a white horse right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't an insult.
Oh, because I always thought that was a sign of Jesus' humility.
It could be, but it still wasn't an insult.
It was still kind of a... Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that. I always thought it was a kind of a sign of a lowly... You know, with like Jesus' character, as opposed to like a king who would ride in on a.
Well, it's a fulfillment. It's a messianic fulfillment.
Okay.
So it's straight out of the Old Testament.
Right. Yeah.
They were thinking, you know, Old Testament triumph. You know, this is a big deal.
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
Just, that's cool.
I love it. No. Oh, I love just the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, it's so good. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Resident Bible Nerd.
And I hope you have a good Holy Week, Kelly. So we've already had Ash Wednesday, right?
Oh, yes. That was 6 weeks ago.
That kicks off Lent, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Lent ends on Friday, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. Friday or Saturday. I forget how that works.
Yeah.
Definitely before Easter.
Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah.
So this week we've got, of course, we have Palm Sunday, mm-hmm. and now we're coming up, we have Monday, Thursday, Good mm-hmm. Friday, Holy Saturday, and then Easter.
Nice.
Resurrection Sunday.
Resurrection Sunday. Okay. Well, thanks so much. I know you got to go because you got another, you're a very important person and you have another meeting. But I do want you to hang on because Melinda has another Bible question she needs to ask.
Quick.
So, okay. Well, thank you. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Don't hang up.
What? Tell
me. Sound? Did you hear that?
It's a car.
Oh, is it a car? It sounded really weird in my headphones. It sounded like a spaceship, like from the movie The Arrival.
Yes.
And made the weird noises. Anyway, that's, I don't know why. I just.
Oh, here it comes again. Boom. He's busy. Boom. Or he forgot something.
Reasons why Carrie's not allowed back to teach in BSF kids class anymore.
Oh no, what
I'm
happened?
Just kidding. No, they actually did ask me back. The look on the Bible Study Fellowship is the Bible study they go to. It's a weekly Bible study and it goes throughout the whole school year.
I didn't know you were doing the kids part.
Nope,
I thought that was Pam.
Pam does it. But they encourage all the members to go serve.
Oh, okay.
For one night or two or how many ever you can. And so because my sister she teaches kids in our program, I'm like, I got to go volunteer and do my part. Because they have very strict rules about there has to be two teachers in there and they need a third one to help because they always have to have two teachers in the room. So if a kid needs to go to the bathroom, they
leave.
It's very protective. Yeah. Sure. So I was in there a few weeks ago and I can't remember, we're in the book of John, but these are the older kids. So they're not the babies. They are the younger kids, not the senior program. They're the younger kiddos, which means anywhere from 4 years old to 12 years old. So a wide range of kids.
That is.
And one of the, we probably were talking about Peter walking on water with Jesus. I don't know. But one of the questions that she asked the kids was, what's something that you're afraid of? And, you know, at my job as the helper, I just sit quietly and do whatever they tell me to do. Like, Miss Carrie, will you write this on the board? Or can you read this verse for us? Or it's basically just to be there to help with behavior stuff and just to be another adult in the room. But I can't answer. I'm not allowed to teach. Understandably, I didn't prepare a lesson for these kids. I don't know anything about, you know, I do, but again, I'm not prepared. So they go around the table and asking what you're afraid of. And I'm not, normally I'd be sitting there, if it were a grown-up class, I'd be going, okay, what's my answer? But I didn't prepare an answer because I'm not supposed to talk. So all the kids are like, I'm afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of,
you bugs.
Know, bugs. Yes, spiders, snakes. You know, tornadoes, I'm afraid of thunder, things like that. She gets to me. She goes, Miss Carrie, what's something that you're afraid of? And I was like, man, I don't know. And I'm just being honest in my honest brain. I'm just like, trying to think of what I'm afraid. My biggest fear in life, though, is something happening to my children.
Oh, no.
So without even thinking about it, I was like, yeah, I'm scared of something happening to my kids. And the look on this teacher's face was like,
let's take it back a notch.
Okay. Her face was like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. These are children. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, see if you'll ever invite me back to come and be in here.
You obviously don't understand the assignment or your audience. Let's talk about audience appropriate.
So I was like, I'm also afraid of the dark too, though. Yeah.
Too late.
Darkness. Shoot. I was like, so the rest of the class, I'm like, man, I need to figure that out because I'm trying to be real.
She's real as parents are picking their children up, she's apologizing. I'm sorry. There was a sensitive topic that came up. I had no idea it was sensitive. I thought it was pretty safe.
Age appropriate.
But our 54-year-old that's in the class, put too much age on you, but that's in the class. Misunderstood the
whoops.
Anyway, they may be fearing death
or
something bad happening to children specifically.
If they're concerned about you,
we apologize for this, and it will be dealt with.
Yes, it will be dealt with.
Never.
She'll get.
I'm sorry. Before you take your child, could you sign this release form, please?
That BSF International is not responsible
for the opinions of 52-year-old women that, I'm sorry,
have apparently experienced some.
I should have vetted her. I didn't. I meant to ask the question beforehand to her. Normally, we don't have to do that with adults that are teaching children.
They're supposed to keep quiet. In fact, she violated the BSF. Yeah, so I'm sure it was a learning experience for all of us for many different reasons, but I'm sure I've scarred some little Bible learners.
Well, at least you can check off that here. I volunteered.
I did.
You know, all those workers are going, yes, she did. You don't need to have her.
Good job.
She does not need to come back.
Good and faithful servant.
She got her time done.
Yeah.
And hopefully we don't have to see her for a year again.
Yeah.
That's okay with everybody.
Make sure Carrie keeps her mouth shut from now on in kids' class. There's a reason why I'm not in children's ministry.
To have, I don't see the little squiggly lines going.
It's gone.
But it's not, see, the words aren't going up and down.
Yeah, they are. It's just, I've got it like zoomed.
Zoom. Okay. See? Just making sure.
See?
Yeah, I'm so tech minded. I know what's going
on. No, but listen, that's, you're doing it out of, because I have forgotten to hit record before and we've had wonderful conversations.
So I have, one of my kiddos, Caleb, and his wife, Emily, live in Phoenix.
Yeah.
My lip is quivering a little bit right now. So, and the other three, I'm fortunate, are in McKinney and close by. We have a group text between all of the the new kiddos that we have and Greg and I. And I just, sometimes it's just such a wonderful source of amusement for me.
Yeah.
So here is a little snippet. Emily, Caleb's wife, on the group text said, "Caleb got to feel baby boy kick this morning."
Pause for a second. I don't think we've announced on the podcast that you're
going to be a grandma.
A grandmama, a meemaw, a mini.
I think my grandma name is Minnie.
I think that works. I love it. Minnie.
Yeah. But So anyway, we're congratulations. Thank you. We're so excited.
Me too. I can't wait. Baby
boy kicked apparently, and Caleb. So Emily's statement to us was Caleb got to feel baby boy kick this morning. Aww. Aaron, my youngest son, responded, "Was it y'all's baby boy?" I responded, "That's so sweet." Brenna responded with a crying emoji. Aww. So excited.
Yeah.
And Emily responded, "Aaron, I was trying to predict what quippy thing you would say, and that's more hilarious than anything I came up with." These are always such a source of smile. Yeah. So I was like, how did he come up with that? She said, Caleb got to feel baby boy kick. Not our baby boy. Or baby Witten.
His son.
Yeah. Aaron, without, pause, said, "Was it y'all's baby boy?" So anyway,
it's you say that.
Yes.
That is Greg Witten. Yes. Aaron is a chip off the old block. I think all your boys are that way.
Yes. Greg, I'm sure, was incredibly proud of that. So
that's my boy.
These are the little things. Technology.
Yes.
It's what lets me feel like everybody's not so far away.
Yes.
And I get to see my kids interacting
with each other.
Still.
And it's like having them all laughing at each other in the house.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, Caleb, in fact, Riley will play, Minecraft or some of the games, and Caleb will hop on, and Aaron will hop on, and I can hear laughter and communicating, and Caleb, get up. Yeah. Caleb, behind you. You just shot me, Caleb. all of that going on, and it just brings back the memories of high school and those noises. So,
oh my goodness. We use an app called Marco Polo.
Yes, which you've been trying to get me on.
I love it. I know, because it's so funny. They will do these random, so Marco Polo is video, short
the
videos.
Clips that you can
send
to each
other. And it works for us because some of us are Android, some of us are iPhone, and they don't play well with each other.
No.
Or iPhone doesn't play well with Android. That's
Yeah, Riley will sometimes just completely miss the group text because we're all on iPhone and
he's on Android. He's on Android because he's a smart boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we use Marco Polo, which is it's such a great app, but it's like these short little videos that we send each other talking back and forth to each other, and we will randomly send each other just a video of us just eating and not say a word, and everybody will respond back just from eating. And I got this morning, I was sitting having my quiet time reading my Bible, and I was just about to pray, and I know Graham, who's in Hawaii, had sent me a Marco Polo, and I was like, I'm going to watch this right before, because usually I don't do any texting. I set my phone aside
while I'm doing my
Bible reading and my prayer time. But I knew he'd sent me a Marco Polo, so I was like, I'm going to watch it just in case he sent me something like,
you need to pray about.
This is something, because we had just had an hour-long conversation the night before. No, it was a video of Anna, his wife. I think she's putting sliced up potatoes in her socks and putting her socks on. I don't know what's happening. I'll get to the bottom of it, but that's the only
You're
thing.
You're going to leave us with that? We're not going to understand?
I know. Stay tuned.
There's some secret...
No idea.
Wonderful hack of...
What's going on?
Sliced potatoes.
Potatoes in your socks. He didn't know at the time what was going on, but it was so funny. And I had to watch that just short little clip and then go straight into prayer. And I was like, Lord... Thanks for kids who are funny. Thank goodness they're funny because they make me laugh so much. But anyway. Oh, you're going to be a Minnie.
I'm going to be a grandma.
Yay. I've already started calling you Minnie. And we get Minnie because...
Because a family stayed with us for a while when my kids were little. And they had two little girls. And they couldn't say the word... couldn't say Melinda.
Melinda.
And so they called me Minnie.
Minnie.
And that has stuck.
Yeah.
In fact, my good friend, Valerie.
Yes.
And she still calls me Minnie.
Minnie, yeah.
And so I loved it. So that's going to be my grandma name.
And I've started calling you Minnie.
Minnie.
Too. And Gus gets really excited.
Well, doesn't he get confused? Because isn't
my sister's dog's name is also Minnie.
He either knows I'm coming in or a little schnauzer.
Miniature schnauzer
is coming in the door.
Yeah, but congratulations.
Yay!
When's the due date?
End of July.
Okay. Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah.
It's not far.
Oh, no.
Thank goodness she won't have to be major, major pregnant in the worst part of summer.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I've been there.
I can't. Yes, we have September babies. Looking at you.
You know
Rachel
what y'all did to us. I had ankles that wouldn't stop.
No, cankles. Yeah. It was awful. So anyway, I can't wait to get my hands on
your
grandson.
I was saying I need to beat the rain home.
Yeah.
And we still, at how old are we? 15 years old.
Yeah.
Still revert to Disney movie responses.
Quotes. Yeah. The Tarzan.
You guys made me ink.
You guys made me ink. Again, with the cars.
He's
what
proud.
What is happening? Yeah. Is it the same
proud
guy?
Of that car.
I don't know. Maybe they're having a race. I don't know. Hey.
Thanks for tuning in.
We like you a lot. Listen.
Listening.
Listening. Listen. Listen, Linda.
Look at Linda.
I was thinking about something this morning.
Oh, what?
Tell me. I was having my quiet time, I was thinking about something. About our podcast. I was thinking about it and praying and asking the Lord to bless it and give us, you know, whatever he wants us to do with it and just handing that over to the Lord. And the thought occurred to me that our podcast is called Made You Smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think that we have to say funny things. It's not the made you laugh. It's the made you smile. So sometimes things that are just, they don't have to be funny for us to smile. And that was just where my brain was going this morning. So I have some scripture, I think.
That's not funny. Uh-oh. Will it make you
smile? It's definitely make you smile. And this is my favorite recap of the gospel.
Ooh.
And I felt like it was appropriate.
It's appropriate.
It's Holy Week this week. But this is out of Philippians 2. And it's, man, this is just, it's so good.
Did you hear Gus? Gus went,
Gus, it's good. Yes, y'all are having a tug of war over there. Okay, this is from Philippians 2. And it has been known to be called the Christus Psalm. But it says, so if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection, any sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Woo, that's good news. I'd say that is very good.
I love the part. I when I pray, I like to pray in Jesus' name. I pray to the Lord, but I always say, because you're just like, we always say, Jesus come, but I say, where every knee will bow, Lord, and every tongue will confess that you are Lord.
That just causes me to.
It gives me goosebumps.
Worship. I know.
It gives me goosebumps.
I know. I'm so excited.
But I also love where he says, does he say complete my joy or make my joy complete
by being of like mind?
Oh, all of us, and I forget and I focus, but our joy will be complete when everyone realizes.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he is Lord.
Yep, he is Lord.
And the best news?
Well, I mean, that was the best news in Philippians 2, but
all of this, Holy Week, Jesus loves you.
You can't mess that up.